Hey Fedheads, welcome to another Cigar Federation video review. I'm your host, John the Cigar Surgeon. Today we're going to be reviewing the Diamond Crown Julius Caesar. This guy right here, you can see by the size, it's a Toro, it's a 6x52. A little bit about this cigar, it was made to honor J.C. Newman. J.C., Julius Caesar, you can see where the idea came from. My understanding, it's meant to commemorate the 135th birthday of the Newman brand. It comes in a few different sizes. It comes in a Churchill, comes in a Pyramid, which I've got. It comes in a Robusto and a Toro. I decided to go with the Toro today. Normally, Pyramid would be my jam, but I just kind of felt like the Toro today. A little bit about the blend. It's got an Ecuadorian Havana seed wrapper. It's got a Central American binder, Central American filler. That's all I know about this bad boy. So in the wrapper, there's lots of earthy leather. You can see it's got that dark, dark color, very dark brown. Some cedar, very light in the foot, almost a sweet hay out of the foot. So you know, that's enough of the nosing. Let's get to the lighting here. Now, 52 ring gauge, you might be tempted to use a double torch, maybe even a triple torch. I'm gonna opt with a single torch. Gives me a little bit more control over the heating here, and we'll see how that takes me. Beautiful day here in the high 20s, low 30s for the Canadians, and in the high 80s, low 90s, really 90 for the Americans out there. So quite a warm day, especially for June. It normally doesn't get that hot until July or August. We're happy to have it. It makes smoking a lot more enjoyable. So now that I get a good toast going on, I'm going to do my single V-cut. All right, decent, not too deep though. Could opt for a deeper cut on this one. A little bit of resistance. Interesting start. Sort of a sweet nuttiness. Very light trailing cedar. Tons of smoke production. Holy crap. More of the same out of the retrohale. Just a nice sweet nuttiness. Very approachable. Maybe a little bit of trailing cedar, a little bit of trailing leather. So we'll let the first third settle in, see what other flavors come to the surface. Sitting at the 5-minute mark, first third starting to settle in, and the post-draw leather that was quite light has kind of stepped up in intensity, maybe between a light plus and a medium minus-ish. It's mostly prevalent in the post-draw. So you take a draw, you get that sweetening nuttiness, and then you get some lingering leather post-draw. Kind of sits with you for a minute or two between draws, and then take a fresh draw, get that sweet nuttiness again. Coming up on the 15-minute mark, and the burn line here, as you can see, very, very, very clean, nice white ash. Very tasty, no profile changes, so we'll see how it gets, because we're about halfway through the first third here, and we'll see how it gets as the bottom half of the first third approaches. In the 20-minute mark, there's a really nice chocolate that's coming through in the retrohale as the first third starts to wind down. It's not very intense. It's very subtle, like a light plus. It's probably the same strength level as the sweet nuttiness was. It does do a good job of running over the leather, which I've said on previous reviews, I'm not a huge fan of leather. So the fact that the chocolate is running over the leather is a big plus in my book. I think this cigar probably has a long ways to go in terms of flavor profile. If it's getting chocolate at the end of the first third, probably going to see some pretty dramatic flavor changes in the middle third. 40-minute mark, well into the middle third here. Not a lot changing in the profile. The only thing I could really comment on here is that the leather is picked up in intensity to match that chocolate. So you get that chocolate on the retrohale and on the draw, and then you get a lot of that leather post-draw, and then you take another draw and recycles over and over again. Very enjoyable. I'm not sure what I was expecting, but it's a very enjoyable cigar so far. I've got a long ways to go, so only 40 minutes in. Probably going to get, I would guess, about an hour and a half, maybe an hour 45 minutes out of a Toro, especially this one. Hitting the 1 hour mark here, and really no other profile changes in the middle third here, except for a little bit of spiciness that's coming through in the retrohale as the middle third winds down. So still quite enjoyable, very enjoyable cigar. Looking forward to seeing what changes, if any, occur in the last third. You know, I'm sitting at the 1 hour mark, so my expectations with this much cigar left, probably another 25 to 35 minutes. Great value for this cigar. Sitting at just about the hour and 15 minute mark here. In the last third, the leather's let up a bit, the spices have picked up a little bit, and there's some earthiness to join or step in really where the leather was post-draw. So I'm not getting any of that earthiness on the regular draw or the retrohale. It's just really coming through at the end of the draw. And I would say all the flavors here have kind of stepped down. So, you know, where even the chocolate and the leather may have hit a medium strength level in the middle third, they're all at about a light plus. So it's quite subtle here. So we'll see, I mean, really it's at the very start of the first third here. So we'll see what happens when the first third establishes itself. The last third, I should say. Right away, I was just about to sort of keep smoking the last third here and just wait for some flavors to come up. But immediately, when I did a retrohale, I got some toasted nuts, like a peanut. A very interesting. It's at a light plus, approaching a medium minus, so it's kind of standing over the rest of the flavors here. We'll see what else comes to the surface. So lots going on in this last third. Talked about the toasted peanut, and now there's orangey citrus that's coming through. Orangey citrus is at a light, not even a light plus. It's very subtle, but it's there and just adding to the mix of complexity here in the last third. Hour and a half mark, and the chocolate's back in full force, about a medium strength level. Really, you got a mixture of the chocolate, which is, again, sort of dominating the profile, with a little bit of chasing orange citrus, and then a little bit of earthiness post-draw. This has been an outstanding cigar. We'll talk about the price in the cigar review, but it'll surprise you what these things go for. So still, again, have probably another 15 minutes of smoking time left. Definitely be checking in before we wrap up the review. Hitting the hour 50 mark, and still have a little bit of cigar left. Typically, I find with a lot of cigars, when you get into, you know, halfway through the last third, you can still smoke it, but the flavors become a little harsh. Sometimes there's some bitterness there, and a lot of times that's when you'll set a cigar down. I'm still getting great flavors out of this. There's no harshness. The chocolate's still there. It's very enjoyable. I'm going to smoke this to the, I would say, the bitter end, but there's no bitterness. So I'm going to keep smoking this, and when I'm done, I'll check in and sort of summarize the review. We'll see if any other flavors come up. Wrapping up the review of the Diamond Crown Julius Caesar Toro. Fantastic cigar, really enjoyable. Definitely want to read the notes on that. Go to CigarFederation.com, check out a written review. Hope you've enjoyed the video. I've certainly enjoyed smoking the cigar. And if you guys enjoy our podcast, enjoy our videos, make sure to give us an up thumbs, up vote, up arrow. Toss a comment on our videos. You can send us some feedback on the podcast at surgeon@CigarFederation.com. And we'll be back next week with another Cigar Federation video review.